countdown to the midterms. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden in Florida for much of the day today campaigning for Democrats, including gubernatorial hopeful Charlie Crist, the president blasting Republicans who oppose his plan to forgive student loan debt.
What have Republicans done about this? Well, guess what? They moaned and groaned about it. And they challenged it in court, which they're going to lose.
Republicans say the burden of forgiving the debt will be felt by taxpayers. The latest Fox News power rankings show both parties making gains in some unexpected places.
In House races, Democrats seeing a move in their favor in Alaska's at-large district and in Kansas's third district, historically conservative places. Then Republicans expanding the map, showing shifts in their favor in suburban New York and some California districts. Also in select districts in Connecticut, Oregon, and Washington State. In the Senate, all eyes are on Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, which will likely decide the balance of power there. And there are possible upset alerts in governor's races in New York and Oklahoma. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Fox News has confirmed that U.S. Capitol Police had video from external cameras at the home of Speaker Pelosi the night of the attack on her husband last week, but no one saw anything until they noticed police lights at the home after the incident. Though Capitol Police tell Fox they pay less attention when a protectee isn't home. During the attack, Speaker Pelosi was in Washington. The suspect in the attack, David DePap, pled not guilty to state charges today. He's being held without bail. Court documents showed DePap told police he was on a suicide mission and that he had other targets, including a local college professor and other state and local politicians. South Korea says North Korea has fired a total of more than 10 missiles off its eastern and western coast. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New research shows progress for a vaccine that aims to protect newborns from a serious respiratory virus.
Pfizer says its large international study found that vaccinating pregnant women helped protect their infants from the virus called RSV that usually sends wheezing babies to the hospital each fall. The study found that vaccinating the moms-to-be was nearly 82% effective at preventing severe cases of RSV in the vulnerable first 90 days of life. The research showed that at age 6 months, the vaccine was still 69% effective against serious illness, and there were no signs of safety problems in moms or babies. The vaccine wouldn't just protect newborns. RSV is also dangerous for older adults, too. The study raises the hope that a vaccine might be available next fall. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Twitter's new chief says the cost of its subscription service is going up.
Elon Musk announcing on his newly bought company that the Twitter Blue subscription is going to be priced at $8 a month, an increase of $3 over its current $4.99. Musk tweeting that the service includes priority in replies, mentions, and search, which he says is essential to defeat spam and scams. In addition, users will have the ability to post longer video and audio clips. There will be half as many ads and a paywall bypass for publishers willing to work with Twitter. Musk also implied that Twitter Blue would offer subscribers a blue check mark for verification purposes, a feature currently offered to those at risk of identity theft, like celebrities, journalists, and other notable influencers.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Game 2 of the World Series getting some huge ratings. Nearly 11 million people tuned in to see the Astros beat the Phillies Saturday night, the most viewed World Series since 2019. Game 3 underway now. It's 7-0 Phillies in the bottom of the eighth. There was no winner in last night's Powerball drawing. The next drawing tomorrow night will be for $1.2 billion. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.